So give us the state of things. Shanghai, I think, has been locked down for about a month now. We had heard that, you know, certain neighborhoods, they would allow people to leave, but I don't even know if that's really happening. And then there's, of course, Beijing.
Well, there's a lot of confusion. So broadly speaking, 2.5 million people in the very center of Shanghai are still a month in under hard lockdown in their apartments. Another 16 million or so are in this funny limbo, allowed out, but often only as far as the perimeter of the garden or the, you know, the compound around these buildings. And different parts of the city are administering or enforcing this soft lockdown differently. So there's a huge amount of confusion and frustration. There are several million people, six and change, who have been liberated in the suburbs around of Shanghai. But they're complaining there's nowhere to go because things are still shut down. So it's a bit of a patchwork. It's unarguable that the number of new cases is coming down. So, for example, a month ago, 25,000 and change new cases a day in Shanghai. We're down to 4,000 today. And the authorities say there's been a real steady decrease from the 22nd of April on. So they feel they're making progress. The question is, though, if they threw the city open, will it rocket up again? And unfortunately, there's only one way to find out.
Yeah, open those doors, let people out. Liz, thank you very much.